It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast, with hitting buttons where I shouldn't be hitting them. How about that? Yes, it is October 30th, 2022. And this story is going to be not sound as if it's very political, and in a way it isn't, but in a way I wonder how much it is. There's a story floating, especially here in my great state of Florida, involving a development that's occurring involving a questionable group called D.R. Horton. I'm very familiar with their building practices and how they put up developments. It's they kind of throw them up and keep on going. It's very quick and dirty stuff with these guys. And I've worked on involving a number of projects they've done and seen them across Florida. It's just quick and dirty. And so working in development, I know when people may not be quite paying attention to what they're doing. So it comes as no surprise that the story has come across the transom involving Chumukla, Florida. Now, a lot of folks, the story's being posted all over the place with the name Chumukla, but a lot of people have no idea where this is. In fact, I was alerted to the story from some friends who found it in the Daily Commercial, which it covers Lake County. So the question is, where is Chumukla? Well, Chumukla is actually way out in the panhandle. It's actually as big a city would be Pensacola to the south, but a lot of folks may know why Milton, Florida, which is to the southeast, and also to the east is Pace or Whiting Airfield. This is not a populated area. It's about, if you go north, it's about half hour to Alabama line. It's about 45 minutes if you go west. I've been through this area before. I do not know why homes are being built. I don't know who would be moving there. It's all farm all through there. Your nearest, if you want to even call it an industry, would be Whiting Airfield. I mean, there's some businesses tossed about there. The typical now, Dollar General's that has become the 7-Eleven of our day. So there's a few little businesses, but I don't know who's supposed to be moving into this area. I guess someone bought the land, decided to develop it. Maybe as money laundering, get rid of some cash. Amount of cash liquidity that involving the stock market, folks are over their heads and just think if they just start building, they get rid of it and someone build it and they will come, which is a completely, entirely, and totally false, as history has shown us time and time and time and time again. But that gets ignored and people do it anyway. What's the story about is that while D.R. Horton is building this development of houses, of their typical little, cookie-cutter houses, they weren't paying attention and built over the right-of-way of a fellow who has a farm next door, or so he claims, whose name is Bill Lewis. And Bill Lewis claims he owns 7 acres of right-of-way along the Dewey Jernigan Chumukla. Now, Chumukla is not a city; it's a name of an area. So there are a number of areas in that neck of the woods. Chumukla is just one of those. It's almost all farming all around. There's a lot of it, but there's not enough to support a housing community. I don't know. Maybe something else is going on there I don't know about. Maybe there's some warehousing being built. That's possible. Amazon's looking for every nook and cranny. So are other businesses because of all the online stuff. And this is about, depending on how you drive, 45 minutes to an hour from Pensacola. So it's, I mean, again, you've got, it's, It's near, it's Pensacola. I don't think it's enough to keep for people to be, there's no major highway going back and forth. So you're going to have to drive small little roads to get anywhere. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, be that as it may. So Chabacola is this little teeny area, and there's a number of other ones like that, like Mineral Springs, and it's also in the area. And there's a whole bunch of them. All right, so Chabacola has a D.R. Horton development going in. The Horton, as usual, has not paid attention to what they're doing, has actually built on right away. Usually you don't ever hear about this. This happens a lot, especially quick and dirty developers. They buy some land, they're not paying attention, they're not really doing any deed search they're really supposed to do. But that's not always the fault of the developer. Government has gotten really sloppy about doing deed research. So if you look for things, if they tap the buttons, they don't see it, then they say it doesn't exist. But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. They just don't know how to research. They're not going to look it up like it needs to be. So this is almost certainly what happened here. Someone wasn't paying attention. This is in Santa Rosa County. It's in a farming area. It's not well populated. Which is weird, because that means the deed research would not be deep. It wouldn't be very deep. There'll only be so many owners over the last even 100 years. There can't be many. A dozen tops? I mean, whereas if you go into Pensacola, you might find 100 owners of any one property going back 100 years. These smaller areas, they typically stay in it with a family and don't move. Anyway, so someone didn't do their due diligence here and screwed up. Now they've gone planted themselves onto this farmer's property, the right of way of which, oddly enough, crosses the apron and entrance driveway to a house. So he's gone ahead and stuck a hog pen there, and to block it, working out some deal with D.R. Horton, in which they've offered $25,000 or something, and he's offered $150,000, which is insanity for that area. And if that goes to court, a judge would kick that back considerably. Except that D.R. Horton really screwed up and should be taught a lesson here. But I wonder what this lesson is really all about, and that's where this gets a little more intriguing. See, the little detail in all this is Bill Lewis, who has put a hog pen and apparently has cows on this property, his business happens to be real estate. Ding! Real estate. And he has 7 acres. And he's only had it since, I think it says 2010. That for a lot of folks, I say, oh, sounds a long time. No, it's like yesterday. Anyone who's lived 10 years, as you get older, 10 years seems short, but as someone who studied history all my life, I've always thought of 10 years as being a short time, except when I was 10. Be that as it may, I wonder what the actual intent here is involving this property that Bill Lewis has. Was he aware that the people who own the property were actually interested in building homes on it at some point? Could he possibly be trying to actually negotiate his way to a point where he's going to build homes on his property? I bet he is. I bet that's a bit behind all of this. Plus, he's obviously looking to soak Horton. They deserve it. They screwed up. But that $150,000 for, it can't be more, this right-of-way may equal 7 acres, but it can't be much wider than maybe 15 feet. And however many, whatever the length is, that's insanity. But this fellow's obviously looking to make money. And since he's in real estate, I just wonder, what's not mentioned here, and I don't know, is does he even actually have residence actually in the area? Does he actually live there? It says he has a farm. He has this land, he has farm. Now, understand something very important. And this is very true in Florida. It involves a racket that was done in the 1950s by the Democrats. A lot of folks like to say it was Republicans. No, it was Democrats that has it so that if you start to build, if you have farm and something like a D.R. Horton builds next to you, your property rates go up, so you're paying higher taxes, the intent being that you're kind of being forced to sell your farmland. Bill Lewis isn't complaining about that. He's looking to make $150,000 off of a screw-up that Horton did. And understand, it's important to point out, is that this fellow has also... as well as also said that he is, I've lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. There's so much in this, and I know so much about these developers. But I just wonder what the intent of Lewis is and just where his place is in all this. If he is actually looking to do his own subdivision, his own homes, and this is just a way of competing with Horton, or is he somehow involved in it? We don't know who he is. I don't know who he is, and there's nothing much here about him. So I don't know who he is and what his intent is. It comes up as a funny story, but here's something else important. This is in Chemukla. Why the heck are we knowing this story? Why is this? Apparently, this is going across the country. Because someone's pushing this. It's not just as funny, but this story is being pushed. Apparently, there's a TikTok video that's also being pushed, and people are watching it. So there's obviously something else going on here, I think, beyond this attack of Horton. Again, Horton screwed up. They deserve to be hit. But what's Bill Lewis really up to here? I don't know. And I wish the reporter had done a little bit more research of that, because I think, or at least gotten that out of the way, so to know what the heck is going on here. Because this is, I think there's more to the story than being said, oddly enough. But you may see the story come across the transom, and this is just my thoughts of it, and that is that this is D.R. Horton screwed up. They deserve to be penalized for what they did. But what Bill Lewis is up to, I think, is something more than just trying to get money, an enormous amount of money for a few acres of land. I think he's out. I think he's looking to also do his own development next door. I was going to say, oh, here's where I got off track, is that in Florida in the 1950s, it was designated that if you have farmland and you build something like D.R. Horton is doing, your land goes up in price, trying to force you to sell your property, which is why we've lost so much farmland. We can't feed ourselves anymore across Florida. But what all isn't mentioned often these days is that developers will buy land and hold it to get in Florida, and to get a big, giant tax write-off, they throw some cows and pigs on it. Now it's agriculture, and they get a big tax write-off. And they can sit on the land until it's ready to develop and go to town. I have no doubt that happened here to this Horton property before it was developed. So I wonder if Lewis doesn't have a little farm in preparation of something much larger he's planning, in that he, as he states, he works in real estate. Good questions all. Something missing from the story. So we'll probably never hear the story again. He'll probably never come back again. But we'll see. Maybe something will come of it. But it's an interesting other look at it from another angle. And I think these reporters should have gone, jumping to it. But, you know, a lot of these reporter guys are kids these days. They're really young, because older folks can't take these jobs because there's no money in it. So these kids don't understand research and don't know how to look at things objectively and see other angles, potential angles. So it's interesting. The story is interesting in the mystery that's left behind. All right. Thank you so much for listening. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. And I hope that have a great week coming up. And as I say, I'm trying to increase these. I'm also trying to make them a little more political. But here's an angle of politics that is truly politics that you never hear about. And that's the wheeling dealing that happens involving real estate. And we sure see the bad side of it here in Florida. And this property is almost in Alabama, as I say. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'll see y'all later. Oh, I'm supposed to, yeah, let me, I have one other thing to bring in. Let me do that just after this. Page 2. Do want to point out, it's October 30, 2022. I'm likely to do some podcasts after the election. We are looking at a lot of very interesting races. There's a number of them here in Florida. As a conservative Republican, I'm very much supporting our Republicans, but we have some bad candidates out there. And I'm a bit concerned about here in Florida, and I've heard of some around the country that may... I mean, look at the situation in Pennsylvania on a higher scale, right, involving this Oz fellow versus Fetterman. Oz is not a good candidate. His background doesn't fit. What exactly would he be doing, and what will he do? In that he's shown tendency to the left as much as the right at times. He speaks a good game to those who want to what they want to hear, but what is he going to do? His past indicates something that a lot of Republicans are not going to like, especially Trump conservative Republicans. We'll see what happens. We have a few candidates like that here in Florida on the Republican side. There's one in particular in Pinellas County, Luna. She is she's not a good candidate, and she has no experience in politics, and her background is is lightweight stuff involving the jobs he's had, including being a waitress at a strip bar, amongst other things. Just, I know she's trying just to make money. That's nice, but that doesn't mean you go to Congress. She may be heading that way a week from Wednesday. That's not good. And it spells some scary stuff for the Republican Party coming into 2024 if a whole bunch of candidates who say Trump, 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 as I call them, I call Trump, Trump, Trumpers, they're Trump, Trump, Trumpers, but they don't really know the candidate. It's kind of like we're talking about this Chumukla story. They know that they've seen the superficial side of some guy putting a pig farm in front of a house, but they're not looking beyond that, and they just see. And they're going to side with the guy who has the pigs because, his property is being taken. Well, of course, they don't like pigs. Or, of course, they like pork chops. Anyway, I'm getting off track. The thing is that people aren't looking enough objectively, and I know many people like that. The Villages here in Florida is full of these people. All they say, as long as you say Trump, 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 they'll vote for you. Not paying any attention to what your background is or if you have any ability or even an ounce of sense, doesn't matter. I don't know Luna personally. I happen to have had to do some work in which I had to do a little bit of nosing around about her. What I found was, just a typical lady trying to make ends meet, but she's not a wealthy lady. More importantly, is she has shown no tendency to want to be in leadership, guide policy, go to a city council meeting. None of that. Suddenly, she's going to be in Congress. In our history, we know that people like this are typical for plucking by the special interest who will sway them to their side, and this usually ends badly for whatever political party they're associated with. I would say Luna, as someone who has found financial issues to be at her forefront problem, she might easily follow that if that same special interest is saying Trump, 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 and she's not paying attention to who they are, what they've done. She's never worked in this area before. She has no idea what she's going into. And when she gets there, it's hard, that's something else. A podcast for another time. But maybe a week from Wednesday as we see the results. I want Republicans to win, but I'm nervous that we're going to get hit hard here in 2024 by having a bunch of bad candidates that really fall apart, and that could hurt us more than what the press could do. Because the press finds them falling apart, they're going to tear them to shreds. But it's also going to make those people who have been following this, people like Luna or Laura Loomer is another one. And in fact, the problem with Dan Webster right now in that race is there are those in the Villages who are so angry that Loomer lost that they're saying they're not going to vote for Webster. So what are they going to do? Let the Democrat in? Luna has some problems like that. People don't really know Luna, and the press, of course, is not really getting too much into it. But I'm concerned that that might happen there too, where some Republicans might vote for the Democrat just because Luna seems so superficial. She's been doing the radio, TV show circuit trying to get some attention. But it's like we've had a number of other. There's a lady down in Palm Beach County who also just kind of she carpet bagged in, much as Loomer did, and started saying Trump, 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 and she lost, which probably was good. We still got it ended up being a Democrat, but she lost in the primary, which was important, to another Republican. The Republican then lost to the Democrat. Was that? Forgot whose seat that is. Anyway, all right. I'm doing an extra 5 minutes. All right. We'll continue this later. Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. More to come.
It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.